Title: New California Law Targets Sellers of Digital Goods Applicability to NFTs is Uncertain. Content: Introduced in response to certain digital media sellers, e.g., game publishers, revoking consumer access to purchases with little to no recourse, AB 2426 forces sellers of digital goods, such as movies, apps, games, books, and music to clarify what a consumer is actually receiving in connection with their purchase. Often companies refer to the purchase or sale of digital goods, yet the associated terms of service make clear that the buyer only receives a revocable license to such goods. In some cases, if a buyer violates the terms of service, the license is revoked, and the user is denied further access to the digital goods. In other cases, a buyer may be denied access to digital goods it has purchased if the digital media platform shuts down. In an attempt to remedy any misunderstanding about this, under the new law, unless the buyer is getting an unrestricted ownership interest in the item, the law prohibits a seller of a digital good from advertising or offering such item for sale using terms like buy or purchase unless it satisfies one of two conditions. The seller gets an affirmative acknowledgement from the buyer confirming that it is only receiving a license to access the digital good. Such acknowledgement must also include a complete list of applicable restrictions and conditions, as well as a statement that the digital good may be unilaterally revoked by the seller, if applicable. Or the seller must provide a clear and conspicuous statement that states in plain language that the buying or purchasing of the digital good is only a license and includes a link or other method to access the full details of such license, e.g., in the terms of service, the law excludes subscription-based services that advertise or offer for sale access to any digital goods solely for the duration of the subscription, free digital content and other digital goods that the seller cannot revoke access to after the transaction, including by making the digital good available for permanent offline download. The legislative history for AB 2426 is silent on non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and other blockchain-based digital assets, so it is unclear whether the law was intended to apply to such assets. Yet, although the purchaser of an NFT typically acquires a full ownership interest in and to the token itself, the purchaser generally receives only a limited license to any digital asset associated with such NFT, unless otherwise specified. So, to the extent that the digital asset associated with the NFT falls within the definition of a digital good, it arguably could fall within the purview of the law. Often NFTs are sold via one platform, e.g., an NFT marketplace, yet the purchaser can use the associated digital asset elsewhere. Unlike most games, where players' assets are managed by the game company via a centralized asset management system, with NFTs, the ownership of the token is typically managed via a decentralized blockchain. The ownership of the NFT is associated with a digital wallet belonging to the purchaser. This enables the purchaser to control the NFT and resell it, even if the first seller of the NFT ceases operation. However, it is possible that one or more of AB 2426's exclusions may apply to NFTs, e.g., digital goods the seller cannot revoke access to after the transaction. Whether this is true for any NFT will be fact-dependent. For example, with NFTs, often the token ownership is recorded on the blockchain, but the associated digital asset is stored elsewhere. In some cases, the digital asset may be stored on a proprietary server of the seller. In such situations, the seller cannot revoke access exclusion may not apply. In other cases, the digital asset may be stored on a decentralized storage system, e.g., IPFS. In this case, it is unlikely the seller can revoke access and the exclusion may apply. Interestingly, as currently written, the term digital good does not appear to specifically cover static images. The law defines digital good to include the following: digital application or game means any application or game that a person accesses and manipulates using a specialized electronic gaming device, computer, mobile device, tablet, or other device with a display screen, including any add-ons or other content for that application or game. Digital audio work means a work that results from